Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Herod Zorn is here, Wendy, from the Chicago Tribune.
Wait, I was singing the praises.
Oh, were you still singing his praises? I'm sorry.
Do not interrupt her when she's singing my praises, Bill.
Very quickly, we just had Phil Andrew in, who was one of Lori Dan's shooting victims 30 years ago. So here's two connections really quickly. Steve Bertrand in our newsroom was on the scene 30 years ago covering this for WGN. And in a story that will be told very soon, tomorrow, had something to do with how the story ended up.
Yep.
I don't want to give too much away. Eric Zorn was one of the co-writers of the book about the incident.
Right. George Papajohn and Joel Kaplan and I wrote a book called Murder of Innocence that came out in 1990. And it came out of a magazine article that the three of us had done for the Tribune Sunday magazine about trying to find out what was wrong with Lori Dan.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that she was like deranged, but what was her condition? What was missed? Who could have done something? Why didn't they do it? That kind of thing. So we spent a lot of time talking to her ex-husband, Russell Dan, and trying to talk to people who had treated her, some of her psychiatrists, and following some of the trails where she had lived before, what people had noticed about her, and trying to figure out what was the condition, what had happened to her. So,
yeah.
And the thing about this, I also wrote about this story a couple weeks ago. One of the kids, who is now 38 years old, who was shot, Peter Monroe, has written about a 17,000 word autobiographical essay and posted it online about what it meant to him to be shot, and in one of these schoolhouse shootings, how it affected him over the years, and how he's come through it. He's doing fine now.
He couldn't talk about it for quite some time.
That was the hard part of it, reporting this story, was that community, a lot of places where reporters will go and someone is shot, a lot of people want to talk. They want to, unburden themselves,
right.
talk about their experiences. We couldn't get not a single family of the children who were shot at the time would have let us talk to the kids who had survived.
And that's how it was back then, though. No one wanted to.
I think it's some of it was Winnetka. Some of it is that kind of suburban. I mean, they're very closed off. And if you go into sort of more urban areas, people, I think, are much more willing to talk. I think this was one thing like they really felt, as they should have, very violated by this. And they just, somebody wanted to put it behind them. There was a big controversy, I remember, about whether they should name a park after Nicholas Corwin, who was a little boy who was killed. And they did.
Yep.
But there were people in the community who were saying, like, no, we don't want his name. It'll just remind us of this unpleasantness.
But that was a different time. Now as you talk about it, you get
if you remember what a big story that was.
Yeah.
It was 30 years ago yesterday, and it was on the cover of People magazine. Nightline devoted, I think, at least one night to it. It was international news.
Well,
for several days. And now, if one kid is killed in a school shooting, I think it would be like a one day or 2 day story.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about how many people were killed in Santa Fe, Texas. Was it 10?
10, I believe. 10.
I mean, just hearing about that, you just kind of. I mean, it's become so common.
All right, so school shootings and mass shootings have become common, but the other uncommonality in all this, and we've talked about this with John Duffy on more than one occasion, is that it's rare that it's a woman that pulls this off. That when guys do it, it seems to be, you deal with it. You go, well, that's the aggression that a male has. But when a woman does it, it's even stranger.
And the thing about it is that you don't want to stigmatize mental illness.
People, right.
We talk about mental, this was mental illness, this was a mental health problem. And it certainly was in Lori Dan's case. She was a severely troubled young woman. But there are lots and lots of people, the vast majority of people who have mental illness are not dangerous to others, and sometimes not even to themselves. So you don't want to say, well, they're mentally ill, that we have to lock them away,
right.
Presumptively keep them from people and so on. So that's a danger when you talk about this, when you're trying to diagnose, especially in retrospect, what was wrong with her.
Yeah.
But she was on a bunch of different medications, and doctors had diagnosed her in various different ways. No one ever really knew what the problem was, but it was a psychosis of some sort, certainly. Because she was, I don't know if you remember the service, she was like collecting raw meat.
Yeah, it was.
And things like that.
Not
so.
Typical behavior.
No, and very sad. But, in retrospect, only one kid killed. It seems like, oh well, gee, that's hardly anything anymore now, given how often it happens.
Unfortunately,
and how many
you're
kids,
right.
I know it's so sad. So,
all right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then something you wrote, Eric, very recently that's getting a lot of attention. We'll discuss that next. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Eric Zorn on WGN. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. So, Eric, you wrote this column that's gotten all kinds of attention, and rightfully so. Please explain.
Well, it's interesting. A couple weeks ago, a guy on Twitter posted something. He said, "Whenever I think I'm still young, I remember there's a whole generation of people who don't know what a dial tone sounds like." Which I thought, well, yeah, that's probably true.
Yep.
That
there it is
there
right
it
there.
Is. It's a dial tone. A lot of kids out there going, "What's that?"
They think we're being invaded by Martians.
So I started thinking about other sounds that have disappeared, that are either gone or are disappearing, and I'd never really thought of it in terms of the sonic portrait of our life imprint. But I came up with some here, and people have been writing to me all weekend. This came out online on Friday. The ka-ching of a manual cash register.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
cash
sound.
Cash registers are not gone. People still say ka-ching, but the cash register doesn't do it anymore, right?
Uh-huh.
And if Jasmine has some of these, she could signal us when she's got some.
Is this it?
What is this?
Listen.
Yeah, this
well, maybe
is
she
it.
Should play some.
Oh, there it is. The
why
ka-ching.
Doesn't, why doesn't she play a couple? Can you play a couple, Jasmine?
And we'll guess what they are. Typewriter?
Rotary dial phone.
Is that what it is? I can't
no.
see.
No. What
what
was
is
it?
That, Jess?
It's a camera. You know how you do the camera.
Oh, the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I hadn't thought about
Remind
that.
Remind us again what a camera is.
It's like a phone, but without the phone.
Without the phone part of the phone?
They still sell them.
Yeah, they do?
All right. Yeah, they do. I'm told they do.
Next sound.
Now, some people have
that. Is this the party to whom you are speaking?
Now, this sound is when people do have it on, that they have this retro sound on their cell phones.
Right.
Kind of an ironic thing. But for the most part, people don't. I mean, even your phone at home doesn't have that sound anymore. So.
Yeah.
Next. Space Invaders. Boy, I'm embarrassed for both of
Pac-Man.
Us.
Pac-Man.
Oh, is it Pac-Man?
Oh, yeah. So oh, there's Blinky, Inky, and Sue.
Yep.
Pinky, Blinky, Inky, and Sue.
Oh, this is on your TV set, right? When
no,
it stops
you
broadcasting?
Have flatlined.
Oh, no, I'm dead?
What is this?
Is that what it is?
I don't recognize
this
one.
Is this the ZX Spectrum?
Oh, is this the...
This is getting on to...
Dial-up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly one of them was the way the whir and click, the shrieks and buzzes when you connect
this
with
is
the
pretty.
Modem, so...
Beep, boop, bop, bop, beep, beep, beep.
There it is.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
That dial-up modem sound. Now, that's something that I'm sure my kids are 20. My kids are gonna be 21.
They would
next
know this
month.
Noise.
They would not know this noise. Like,
but
whoa.
When you heard it, wasn't it great? Because it meant you were finally
online.
Internet
online. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one in the house could use the phone after.
Right.
I got one more.
Yeah.
All right. Rain.
That's the static from the TV.
Static on
Correct.
The TV. Oh. It's my TV. I still get static if I hit the wrong button and I go to like over air television.
Oh, right.
And it goes off the dish. I still hear that. A couple more. We have time for a few more.
Yeah.
Well, the whir and click of a movie projector.
Yes.
You know, followed by the flap, flap, flap.
I love that.
It runs out.
Yeah.
Good
job. A backfiring car.
Oh, right.
Cars don't backfire anymore.
That always scared me. I always thought it was gunshots.
That was in cartoons. It was common. Like if you were watching the Wacky Races, the Ant Hill Mob's car would always backfire.
And any jalopy.
I believe the Beverly Hillbillies car.
They also did. Right.
The teletype machine, the sound of a teletype machine and a new, you know.
I love that sound too.
And what about, there it is.
Is that it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, Jess.
There's also the sound of a dot matrix printer. Do we have that?
I don't know if I remember that sound.
Is that there? It would go like
she's looking.
Squeak, squeak.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I can do. We don't need Jasmine. I can do these.
Who needs Michael Winslow anymore?
Eric's got that job.
That's the printer.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. That's what it sounds like.
Well, just the sound of a manual typewriter, and that when you would the carriage return.
Yeah.
You just never hear that anymore.
Yeah.
What about the hiss? Behind a cassette tape, the music you'd listen to on a cassette tape, there was always that hiss. Even when you had Dolby, there was that hiss that you couldn't get rid of in a cassette tape. I don't think anyone listens to those anymore. And what about the sound of a credit card imprinter? You know, rectangular thing where they go chung,
slide,
chung,
slide.
They'd slide it over, make an imprint of it.
Yep.
Is that what's going on here?
That's a sprinkler.
It's the imprinting.
Oh, the imprinting?
Oh, the imprinting.
I thought that was a sprinkler.
Well, this was an actual machine that you would, it was clunk, clunk, and you do it.
Yeah, you poom, poom.
That sounded like someone like scratching with a pencil to get the
scratch off.
Pizza guy still does that.
Yeah. Well, just the sound of a 45 record dropping.
You know, I love that.
A changer dropping down. Yeah. And a couple people have been writing in with stuff, and some of them have been like at the crack of a wooden bat in a Little League game.
Yeah.
Which you just don't hear anymore, but you do hear the crack of a wooden bat in a baseball game, of course.
That's all aluminum in Little League now.
And people talk about, you do hear, people are still playing phonograph records, not nearly as much, but that sound, when they do play them, they tend to be audiophiles, so you don't hear that, you don't have that
the sizzle?
That hop, that sizzle. And also with that pop where it hops over a crack.
Yeah.
You ever have a cracked record, you'd keep playing it because you liked it so much?
Right.
But there was always when you'd go over, you don't hear that sound anymore. how about the sound of a carousel slide projector?
Oh, beautiful sound. Where go,
and then you hear the fan. The fan was always going really loud, so the background sound. and about the snap and grind of a flash cube camera.
I forgot about sound.
Where it would turn.
Unmistakable.
So I'm asking people to write to me, Eric Zorn, at Gmail, if you've got other sounds like
this. I thought of three of them.
Yes, go.
All right. One is the sound when you would pull into a gas station. You would go over that thing, and it was to let the attendant know that you were there.
Right, and the only place you may hear that still is at like a oil change place.
Yeah, they still have them.
They
still
have them, but that's the only place. You're right, that's gone.
Right, so that's one. There's the jolt of an old pinball machine, like when you'd put your quarter in, as the game would start, the reels would turn. You'd hear the reels turn, and then there was like an electronic jolt as the game would kick in.
Like a big clunk?
Yeah.
Because it was all mechanical.
It was all mechanical.
And now they tend to be much more electronic, right?
Yeah, so that's gone. And the other one is, if you were shopping in a department store, there was this pleasant tone that they would play over the loudspeaker to let security know. It was like all encoded to say, we've got a problem in Sector 6. But all you heard was, bing! Bing,
yeah, I remember that.
Bing, like that, while you were shopping.
Someone said, but you don't hear the clunk of a thunk of a newspaper hitting your porch anymore.
Oh,
which I thought was sad. And
on Sundays,
I thought
you do.
That was sad and cruel. I wish they hadn't said that. And also, the sound of a TV station going off the air for the night. You know, playing the national anthem, and then the test pattern would go.
Yeah.
Other people were saying that you don't hear the sound of chalk on a chalkboard because all the schools use whiteboards now.
Oh.
Now I don't know if that's true.
It is true.
It is true.
Yeah. Okay. So you'd also miss out on the sound of a kid banging the erasers together at the end of the day to clean them.
Somebody had one that I thought was really good. Remember at the end of a baseball game, you would hear in the stand, the announcers would be like recapping the game, and in the stands you would hear that pop, pop, pop of kids stepping on those wax cups.
Now
all the cups are plastic, and they would just crack. But I do remember that. I remember the announcers going, and then in the third inning this happened, and in the background you hear this pop, pop, because kids were stepping on them. So,
I'm sorry, but
it's
the end of the record for you.
Oh, man.
We're out of time.
All right.
Well, Eric, that's a great column. You're going to do a follow-up soon.
I'm going to. I hope some of your listeners will write to me.
All right. And to reach you, they want to hit what?
EricZorn@gmail.com.
Easy. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
We'll take a look at what Steve Bertrand has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.